With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Busy day for Donald Trump. He says he will be nominating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy, of course, a former Democrat who ran as an independent in last year's race and abandoned his bid after striking a deal that would allow him to get the endorsement from President-elect, we should say, Trump. Elsewhere, Mr. Trump has chosen North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. He will be taking over as the Secretary of the Interior. And also, the president now has chosen, President Biden is beginning a six-day visit to South America for the final of his international summit coming up in his presidency. First stop is Peru. Later in the trip, he'll be on his way to Brazil. North Korea says it has tested exploding drones. They are designed to hit targets, and leader Kim Jong-il now says that he wants to accelerate their mass production. The demonstration came as the United States is now preparing to have extended military exercises with South Korea and Japan. Two of the three striking teacher unions in Massachusetts
has taken a business-oriented approach to his tenure. Burgum ended his 2024 Republican presidential bid after about 6 months, endorsed Trump, and declined to seek a third term as governor. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points. This is SRN News. A brand new documentary now in theaters is drawing rave reviews for spotlighting the work of chaplains in wartime. Fighting Spirit tells the story of the dangers faced by military chaplains and the commitment they deliver on the battlefields. One of them is Chaplain Justin Roberts.
What a lot of people don't realize, like the highest casualty rate for military jobs in World War I, the highest was the chaplains. And then in World War II, the second highest. So historically, it was a very dangerous job. You know, you're providing care on the front lines, but you're also running to go be with them in their last moments, if you can make it. But also, too, it's if you're a chaplain and you're with these soldiers that you love, you want to be there helping. You want to be with them, providing whatever care you can.
Actor Chris Pratt served as the film's executive producer, which Chaplain Roberts says helped raise the profile of the project. The documentary is titled Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey, and it's now playing across the U.S. This is SRN News. A death certificate reveals why a former Cy Young winner died in October. Correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
A Los Angeles County death certificate lists septic shock as the immediate cause of death of former Dodgers ace Fernando Valenzuela last month. TMZ Sports on Tuesday obtained the document, which cites a life-threatening condition that occurs when organs malfunction, leading to a dangerously low blood pressure. The 1981 NL Cy Young Award winner died on October 22nd at 63, a few weeks after Valenzuela stepped away from his job as the Dodgers Spanish-language television broadcast. The death certificate also lists alcoholic and non-alcoholic cirrhosis as underlying causes. I'm Dave Ferry.
North Korea says it has tested exploding drones designed to hit targets, and leader Kim Jong-un called for accelerating their mass production. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.